James, the year's ended today with quite a game, and I thought it sort of sums up what's been quite a year, really.
Yeah, it has. It's been a terrific year for the club. You know, I've said it quite a few times, the journey that the club's been on over the last sort of 4 or 5 years has been tremendous, you know, considering the position that we're in. And obviously, you know, all the staff and players have played their part in getting us to where we are today. And, you know, again, we're still progressing year on year, you know, and I think it's great credit to everyone at the club.
We could easily gloss over the transition over the summer, but I'm trying to work out who takes the credit. We were talking about it earlier for the way the club has carried on moving despite all the change, and we were centering everything on Ronald Koeman because we just felt he's come in and just been calm and let everything move forward without making a fuss about what had gone on before he arrived. Do you give him a lot of the credit for the way the club's carried on?
Yeah, of course. I think you know, coming into the club is always going to be difficult with obviously all the departures and the rumours, and you know whether it would affect the players or not. But I think everybody deserves credit. You know, I think the way the manager and his staff have managed the whole situation, there's never been any panic or negativity. It's all been about positive and you know, focusing on the players that are here and obviously us players. You know, over the summer it was obviously difficult for all of us, but you know, I think the way that we stuck together and you know, we carried on working hard, you know, and obviously had a great start to the season up at Liverpool the first game, and I think that really set the tone for us. And I think the fans deserve a lot of credit for that as well, because obviously they stuck with the club during a very difficult time.
Was there a moment or a time or a week or a day when you thought, do you know what, I think we're going to be all right? Because whatever we say, there's no doubt everyone was worried.
I think probably after the Liverpool game, I think although we lost the game, it felt like we'd won. I think the way that we played and you know, obviously the build up to it, everybody's obviously very nervous and excited for the first game of the season, and it was going to be a real test and a sort of measure of how far we'd come. And you know, I think that the way we performed and applied ourselves on the pitch that day really did set the tone for the rest of the season, and I think that's why we had the start we did.
I think possibly changing management as well as players almost maybe helped a bit in the end, because they didn't have that history to worry about. So Ronald, Erwin, Jan, Sammy, they all came in and it didn't matter to them, did it?
No, of course not. And, you know, again, that's credit to them. They came in and applied their own ideas, and, you know, I think the players warmed to each member of staff, you know, straight away. And, yeah, you know, again, it's credit to them, the way they've set everything out, you know, their programmes and the way that they are as people as well. I think we've all warmed to them very quickly, and you can see on the pitch that everybody wants to give 110% for each member of staff and the club and the fans.
And credit to you lot that have been here over both seasons throughout the year, because, you know, I look at Jose Font and the way he's responded to what's gone on, and yourself and Stephen and Morgan eventually once he'd settled his own mind down. You have to take a lot of credit. Was it difficult? Did it take long for you all to come round to what was happening? Or were you, as pros, do you actually not worry as much as the fans, the media and everyone else?
No, not really. I think, you know, we've got a very professional bunch of players, and, you know, whether you know, yourself's a manager or whoever's manager, you know, we're all going to be focused and give our all to the club and to the cause. And, you know, we all want to achieve great things here, and, you know, that's not going to happen by us not giving our everything and sitting back and relaxing. You know, we want to push forward. So, you know, no matter who's around, you know, we'll still give our all for the club.
Last season, you finished with the best ever Premier League season for the club. Yes, joint in eighth place, but with the most wins, the most goals. Did you honestly believe you could sort of do as well as that, or even, you know, potentially do better than that this season?
Yeah, I think we always knew we could match it. I think, you know, again, the way we are as players, we all want to achieve European football and push for greater things, you know, at this club and, you know, where it belongs. And, you know, there was no doubt in our minds that we could achieve what we did last year and beyond it. And, again, you know, that's just a driven determination amongst us all, and a realisation that, you know, we can match the best teams like we've done today against Chelsea, and, you know, like we've proven before. So, you know, the proof is there. It's just a case of us going out and applying it.
Yeah, and the last few weeks have shown a bit of character and the depth in the squad, hasn't it, that perhaps we didn't know was necessarily there with this new squad, because the benches look thin at times with suspensions, but actually everyone that's come on the pitch has stepped up. And to get 7 points out of 9 to take into the new year, given the circumstances, you've got to be delighted, haven't you?
Yeah, but, you know, it's a very tough run that we were on, but again, you know, I think we've got plenty of positives to take from it. You know, we learned a hell of a lot from it, and, you know, we again played another top four team today, which we could have, you know, easily lost. And, you know, at times, you know, it was hairy, you know, which way it would go. But I think, again, it's credit to us as as you know, all the players who have been involved, you know, we've had obviously youngsters that I've played with since I was sort of 9 years old, who've also come in and done their bit as well. And you know, that's great to see, you know, from the club's point of view, and from a fan's point of view, I think it's very exciting because, you know, we've got a lot of young players still coming through.
How destabilising was it when Nicola Cortese went in January? Because nobody saw that coming.
I don't think it was very, you know, destabilising at all. I think, you know, again, the character and the way we are as players and professional athletes, you know, we still do our jobs no matter what, you know, and that's why we are professionals. So.
But that uncertainty must seep into the dressing room at all, or does it not?
No, not at all. You know, I think it's good to talk about it. You know, as lads, you know, we discussed it and, you know, made sure everyone was settled and calm. And, you know, again, that's the way we are as players. You know, we want to make sure that everyone's feeling 100% and going out and making sure, you know, they're you know, free of any worries or anything like that to go out and obviously perform. And I think that's obviously been shown in our performances.
Now, yeah, I think it's fair to say, you won't mind me saying, that as last season went on, you started less games.
Mm-hmm.
This season you started, then you picked up the injury. Mm. But I can't help feeling the manager's given you a lot of backing in the last few matches because he's brought you straight back in. How are you feeling about your game now compared to last year?
Yeah, I feel again I've improved, and I've always set myself goals that year on year I'd want to improve. So obviously the first year in the Premier League it was difficult, obviously starting here and there, and obviously more sort of sub-based appearances, and you know, under Mauricio it sort of picked up a little bit more. But I really feel under Ronald and his staff that, you know, I'm going to feature hopefully a lot more in their plans, and you know, he's told me that personally, so that's, you know, that's nice to hear. But I'm all about making sure I'm improving, you know, on a day to day basis to make sure I can be the best player I can for both club and country.